Hey, this is Molly. If you're just joining us, my best pal Max and I were recruited by Max's Aunt Murgatroyd to be part of a secret order of problem solvers. Since then, we've time traveled to ancient Egypt, Istanbul, and the International Space Station. We've solved problems with Pythagoras and Mark Twain. But now things have taken a crazy turn. First, we discovered a bunch of clues left by our enemy, the troublesome trolls. Then, we discovered our math teacher, Mr. Conklin, was also a troll. And then we uncovered a troll plot to uninvent ice cream. That might sound like a lot for a couple of middle schoolers to deal with, but hey, it's all part of the job when you're a problem solver. These are Mysteries About True Histories.
Aunt Murgatroyd, we came to save you! Only now we're all caught in a troublesome troll trap somewhere under Hampton Court Palace in the late 1600s. Yay!
But hey, we did find Aunt Murgatroyd.
Yeah, that means we're all problem solvers.
I think what Brad means is we all have problem-solving skills.
And hey, five heads are better than one.
Good point. Oh, well, I do thank you for your diligence in finding me. Now, let's see if we can find our way out, and fast. Who knows what mayhem the trolls are up to with all of us are locked in here.
Brad, shine your phone's flashlight on the walls.
What are we looking for?
What do you think? Anything that looks like an exit.
Oh, duh.
Is that a good or a bad It sounded like a pensive
Pensive?
You know, thoughtful or pondering.
I'm not sure.
Did you find a way out or not?
No, but there's a light switch.
A light switch?
That doesn't turn on any lights? Maybe the bulb's out.
Bulb? There's no light bulbs for at least another 150 years.
Well, there shouldn't be light switches either. Those weren't invented until 1884, using quick brick technology by John Henry Holmes.
Good point.
That was definitely pensive.
Definitely.
Bradley, do me a favor. Flip the switch on and off again.
Wait, what's that sound?
Sounds like fire! Ah! Run!
Run? Where?
Should I stop flicking the light switch?
Hold on. There's something strange going on.
Exactly. If it were a real fire, it would be producing light.
And heat.
Hey, I don't think it's a real fire. It's just the sound of fire. See?
What in the heck?
I have questions.
Me too. Why would a light switch control sound effects?
How is there even a light switch?
Or sound recording. That wasn't available in 17th century England, was it?
No, it was not. The earliest sound recording was in 1860 using Parisian inventor Edouard-Léon Scott de Moranville's phonautograph, which traced sound waves onto paper or glass blackened by smoke.
Okay. So if light switches haven't been invented, and sound recording hasn't been invented, either history is wrong or...
Another time traveler's been here before. Possibly another problem solver.
Meaning, these could be clues to escape.
Exactly. Bradley, flick the switch again and just leave it on.
What the heck?
Fire, then slurping? Or is that licking?
Either way, it's gross.
Just keep listening.
Monkey? Chimpanzee? Gorilla?
Hey, what if these are letter clues? Maybe the first letter of each sound we hear spells out a new word.
Like an acrostic.
Kind of like the acrostic you left for us that led us here.
Exactly. So, what do we have so far?
A fire-licking monkey.
FLM. It's pretty rare for a word to begin with three consonants.
So I guess fire-licking chimp and fire-licking gorilla are out too. No words start FLC or FLG.
Maybe it's a different letter.
Hey, there's a new sound. Ooh, waves. Man, I wish I was surfing.
You surf?
Oh, yeah.
Where? We live in Wisconsin.
Ever heard of Sheboygan? I surf Lake Michigan every summer.
That's cool.
Congratulations. Can we work on solving this problem and getting out of here, please?
You're right. We got an F-L blank W. Ooh, maybe the monkey sound is an ape. That would spell flaw.
Or it could be an orangutan.
Right. That would spell flow.
Flow. What could that mean? There's more?
This one's easy. It's an engine revving.
F-L-O-W-E. Flow. Flow. Flowy. Flowa. Are any of those words?
None that I use.
Me neither.
I think that's the last sound effect.
Great! F-L-O-W-E. So close, yet so far.
Unless the last one is engine revving.
We already know it's an engine revving. That's where the E in flow-E comes from.
Right, but what if it's engine revving, and you use the E for engine and the R for revving?
That would be F-L-O-W-E-R.
Flower.
No, not flower. Flower, like in the garden above us. Brad, you're a surfing genius.
It's casual.
Okay, so how does flower get us out of here?
That I don't know.
Part of being a problem solver means going over the problem again and again in case you missed something or got something wrong. Listen.
I'm stumped.
Same.
Beats me.
Wait. I got it.
You do?
Where do you surf?
I told you. At Lake Michigan, Sheboygan.
No, not you. You. Where does one usually surf?
The ocean.
Oh! What if the fourth sound isn't waves and is ocean instead?
Right. That gives us F-L-O-O.
Is the last one still engine?
Nope. It's what you said before. Revving. That spells F-L-O-O-R.
Floor!
Of course. There's a door in the floor, which doesn't want to open.
Are we sure this is the way out? I don't want to go further down. I want to go back up to where we came from.
Of course. But part of being a problem solver is working with what you're given. At the moment, this appears to be our only way out. Hopefully, a clear problem solver figured out how to make going down go up.
You know, it looks a lot like a manhole cover. Sorry, I mean person hole cover.
Huh? Oh, I was just clearing my throat, but I like person hole better.
Can we get whatever you want to call this hole uncovered so we can get out of here?
Sure thing, Brad. We'll get right on it. Molly, what do you make of this?
Well, it has all these sliding pieces. And each piece has a number on it.
Ooh, ooh. If I slide them all to one side, there's a crack. But then it's stuck. And the crack isn't big enough to fit my hand in.
It's never advisable for problem solvers to go sticking their hands into dark places.
Right, I'm not doing that.
What do you think, Aunt Em?
If you ask me, it's a weighted puzzle. When it's in perfect balance all around, we should be able to turn it and lift it out. Pop!
Clever.
Very clever. Now it's our turn to be clever.
Right. Looking at the numbers on the person hole cover, I think we split it into four pieces like a pie. If we can make each of the four quadrants equal, it should be balanced on both its X and Y axis.
Good plan.
Katrina, please make a note of these numbers.
Okay.
Aren't you gonna write them down?
I'll remember them.
Okay, here goes 4385, 5326, 1287, 7212, 3911.
Great. Now what? Just slide them around till the thingy balances?
Whoa, whoa. I think we need to be more deliberate and delicate. Assuming these numbers are weight measurements, probably ounces since we're in England. Not that it matters that much.
At least not until we try to lift it.
Right. Anyway, if we do the four-quadrant method, we can calculate the sum total of all the numbers, divide the total by four, and we'll know the required sum per each quadrant.
Very clever, Molly.
Let's hear those numbers again.
Oh, I already totaled them. 80.
You sure?
Yes, Molly, I'm sure. I'm helping.
Thanks, Katrina. 80 divided by 4 is, of course...
20!
Good. Can you all make each quadrant add up to 20?
We can try. Start by getting 10 in each section, then see what's left.
Start with the big numbers?
Smart. 9 and 1, 8 and 2, 8 and 2.
7 and 3.
What's left?
4, 5, 1, 3, 3, 2, 2, 5, 6, 7, 1, 1.
We need to add exactly 10 to each side. So let's get 5 and 5 over and work our way down to the smaller digits.
Okay, numbers-wise, it works pretty well. But size-wise, they don't all fit so neatly. I think I got it, though.
4 and 6, 7 and 3.
3, 2, 2, 1, 1, 1.
We've achieved peak balance!
Give it a clockwise spin.
Heave!
Yeah! Yes!
Great. A new dark, scary tunnel.
No time to waste. Let's go.
Something seems off.
You all just saw that flash of light, right? We're all still here?
Yes, but where exactly is here?
I don't think we're in the same dark, scary tunnel.
Nope. This is definitely a different dark, scary tunnel.
Aunt Murgatroyd, did we time jump?
I do believe we did.
But how?
Look, there's light at the end of the tunnel. But what are we walking in?
We're all about to find out.
At least we're out of the reach of the troublesome trolls. And Conklin.
Are we, though?
Plus, we still need to find Conklin to get our time machine back.
Not if I find you first.
This episode of Mysteries About True Histories was written by Libby Ward and voiced by Dexter Danger Mayo, Molly Smith, Caitlin Gard, Cooper Alexander, Sheila Morris, and Mike Praviti. Original music by Brian Suarez. Our associate producer is Max Kamaski. Technical direction and sound design by Josh Hahn. The executive producers are Adam Tex Davis and Jerry Kolber from Atomic Entertainment, and Jed Baker and Agaranish A. Palmer from Starglow Media. Mysteries About True Histories is a Starglow Media and Atomic Entertainment production. Grown-ups, looking for ad-free audio fun for the whole family? Subscribe to Starglow Plus on Apple or wherever you get your podcasts. Learn more at starglowmedia.com/subscribe. Catch you on the next Mysteries About True Histories.